heard a nice fart. Shmuel Birnbaum said, why today is called Zeis Chanukah. At the eighth day of Chanukah is called Zeis Chanukah. Pasha, because in the laning it says Zeis Chanukas. So Shmuel said that every day of Chanukah comes Chanukah, and every day second Seder gets cut in half because everybody has to make sure to go home and light early. He said, the only day of Chanukah that there's no lighting is the eighth day of Chanukah. So he said, the eighth day, there's a second Seder. Said, oh, Zeis Chanukah, that's what Chanukah is supposed to be. So, after vacation day, I guess, you know, Zeis Chanukah. Okay, we're in Zayin Amid Beis. The main idea that we're really discussing in the first half of this Amid is the issue of a lost shtar. Somebody loses a shtar, and the question of what does that tell us? The fact that a shtar is lost, look, people don't lose shtaris that are worth money to them. So what does the fact that a shtar is lost, what does that tell us? This sugya, the question of what a lost shtar tells us, is actually the sugya at the end of the parak. And we're going to get to it. And for that reason, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the concept of what the lost shtar tells us. But beyond that, we see clearly it's a machlokes the chachamim Rabbi Yosi. According to the Pashta version of the Gemara before the Epoch, the chachamim hold that the fact that a shtar is lost is an indication that the shtar was paid, because the shtar was lost. It's a reyesim. A person doesn't lose shtaris. And Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite. Rabbi Yossi says, fakert, if a shtar is paid, a person rips up the shtar. So Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepirai. That's the Pashmashat Peshat in the Gemara, Machlaikis. What level of reyesim is there when a shtar is lost? What I mentioned on Thursday was the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. If in the case of a lost shtar, a person tain is parati toich zmanoi, where it's never a shtar, and the loiva says, I paid, but I paid toich zmanoi, I paid it within the time, which we have a chazaka, Ein adam pareh toich zmanoi. We assume people don't pay within the time. So the question now is this question: shtar is lost. We know there's a chayiv. Let's say there are witnesses who say we saw the loan. Well, if nobody knows there was a loan, then there can't be. Then the life would have a meagre. So let's say the shtar was lost, and we have witnesses. We know that there was a loan, but the shtar was lost, and the life says parati toich zmanoi. So the Rambam says that a person is believed to say parati toich zmanoi because there's this reyus of never ashtar, so that gives us a reason to be chayshish l'pirai. So even if a person says parati toich zmanoi, he's believed. The Ravid says, I don't understand. I think his lashon was leizohir, leibohir, leitzohir. I forgot the three lashonis. He said, it doesn't make sense. The Ravid said, we have a chazaka, ein adam pareh toich zmanoi. So it's taka true that this person lost the shtar, but ein adam pareh toich zmanoi. So why, if ein adam pareh toich zmanoi, then how could a person be believed to say that he did pay toich zmanoi? That was the Ravid's taina. The way the Shach understands the machlokes, if I understand the Shach correctly, the Shach and Simon Mem Aleph, to cut your tests, the kudas hamachlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is the following. When we talk about a lost shtar, a shtar is lost, so there's a reyesa. If a shtar is dropped, there's something wrong. There's a suspicion. How do we define the reyesa? It's a reyesa in what? It's a suspicion in what? The Rambam learns that it's a suspicion on the loan, on the whole loan, that it's a suspicion that this loan no longer exists. Why would a person lose it? It's a reyus and the whole tefiyah. The person's tevei amamin, I lent you money. If a person loses a shtar, it makes the entire loan is thrown into suspicion. And therefore, even if a person says an unlikely taina, he says parati tasmana, as long as it's possible, then he wins. Because there's a reyus in the entire loan. There's something wrong with the whole loan. The Ravid understands that when a shtar is lost, it's a reyus in the shtar. The koyach hashtar is lost. That koyach that we have, that we believe shtar is, and we go with shtar is, the koyach of shtar is, a shtar that's lost, that's a reyus in the shtar. And therefore, whatever koiches we have to learn from this shtar, there's a reyes. However, if there are witnesses that there was a loan, so let's ignore the shtar. There are witnesses there was a loan. And this person says he paid tazmanai. So a person's not never to say he paid tazmanai. How could a person say that he paid tazmanai? It's not normal. Either there's a reyes. The Ravid looks at it as a reyes in the shtar, not a reyes in the choiv. It's a reyes in the shtar. The shtar is lost. There's something wrong with the shtar. Fine. But as far as the loan is concerned, if there are witnesses that there was a loan, a person can't just say, I pay tachzman. We don't believe somebody to say, I pay tachzman. So, the aside of Never Hashtar, the aside of the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is this machlokes. Whether, in the case of Never Hashtar, where is the reyes? Is the reyes in the chayv, the way the Rambam learns, and therefore a person could even tie in the parati tasmana, or is the reyes in the shtar? If the reyes is in the shtar, then taka the shtar is not, the shtar can't be a raya. But ignoring the shtar, a person still can't say parati tasmana. So that's the machlaikis, and we're going to take this machlaikis and hopefully put it aside and remember it. And we get to the sugyas of Never Hashtar, which is, I think, the last sugyas in the Perek, sugyas of losing different types of shtaris. And when we get to there, we'll come back to deal with this question of whether a lost shtar is a reyes in the shtar, or whether a lost shtar is a reyes in the entire chayv. Svara, a lost shtar. What would you say? In Svara, if you lose a shtar, it's a reyes in the chayv. It's a reyes in the chayv. Maybe it's just not a good shtar. Maybe something wrong with the shtar. Shtar represents the chayv. Yeah, but maybe the reason he lost the shtar is he knows that the shtar really, there's something wrong with the shtar. It's not good edim, it was written fraudulently, there's something wrong with the shtar. That means there's something wrong with the chayv automatically.
We're referring to whether you're maxed or the shtar. If the shtar is no good, what do you want it for?
Well, I claim that it's good. Reyesa means it's something I'm claiming that's incorrect and accurate.
When it's lost.
Well, I'm claiming I lost it. Stam, I lost it. Stam, shlamazah. You're saying we suspect there's something wrong. So you suspect something that I'm not saying. I'm still saying I want the money and the shtar is good. Now, since I lost it, you're saying that there's something wrong with my taina. Now, what are you suspicious of? There's something wrong with.
But if the malbe feels, even though when they do the bad, he knows that the shtar is messed up. But if he's telling me he wants the shtar and he's trying to play it off that it's a good shtar, he wouldn't have thrown it in the garbage. He wouldn't have lost it. He would have kept it as a real
yeah,
shtar.
Yeah, it's true. He wouldn't have thrown it in the garbage. He in his shmiras hashtar, he didn't watch it as much as a person watches a good shtar. He watched it as much as a person watches a phony shtar. So what's the answer? Why did he lose it?
Why did he lose it?
Yeah. Elamai. It could be, but it also could be that he lost it because it's a race in the shtar. I mean, you can tell it's a race in the loan, but he wants the money. He's saying he wants it.
So
it must be he wasn't so careful.
But
Yes, so if he thinks the chayv is worth something to him, he also would have kept the shtar.
Well,
now what it means is people watch things very much if they'll have a loss, and they watch things a little less if it's something that they're going to steal with. You know what I mean? There's a different level of shmira. It's not as if you just threw it away. The level of shmira is different. All right. So that is the machlaikis. The Gemara now has three or four versions of this machlaikis. If your best thing would have been if when you learned this Gemara, you made yourself a chart of the three terutzim. If chashin lepirayin, alay chashin lepirayin. The chart would start with the beginning, that Chacham Chayshin Lepira, and Rabbanan say, the Rabbanan say, Chayshin Lepira, and Rabbi Yaisi says, Lai Chayshina. And now we're going to have three versions, either Epoch, or the second version is, Vena Chayshin Lepira, and Chayshina Fitzrari Atfasei. And the last version is, V'chayshish Fabes Ksuvis. Basically, if you make yourself a chart, you see that really the Shita that holds Lai Chayshina, and always holds Lai Chayshina, though the Lost Star is nothing wrong with. Shita holds chashina, and so you have three versions: either chayshish for pirayim, chayshish for tzari atfasei, or your chayshish for base ksuvis. Let's turn the Gemara inside. I don't remember exactly where we're up to, but let's see again from the Gemara's kasha. Vatanya motza shtak suva bishuk. Okay, about the seventh or eighth line. Okay, right now, if you picture in your mind the chart, you have a column for Chachamim, a column for Rabbi Yaisi. So the Chachamim say, Chashina Lepirayin, Rabbi Yaisi says, Lai Chashina Lepirayin, on a law shtar. Vatanya Matzishtak Suva Bishuk. Bizman Shabba Maida Yazal Isha. Ein Abba Maida Layazal Layla Zev Layla Zev. Which means that, means chashina leperai. Rabbi Yosi Aimer Eida Tachas Baila Yazal Isha, but Nisamal Nisgarsha Lo Yazal Leilazev Leilazev, because chashina leperai. So we see that Rabbi Yosi also holds chashina leperai. He's making a chiddush of it's Eida Tachas Isha or not. But we see Rabbi Yosi also holds chashina leperai. So actually, in this brisa, everybody holds chashina leperai. Is that correct? Everyone holds chashina leperai, right? The question is, by Eidah Tachas Baila, what's the din? But everyone holds Chashin L'Pirayin, which is why, when the Gemara is going to say Epoch, switch the name, it's not going to help us, because it doesn't matter who you say holds like Chashin L'Pirayin, the Brayis is going to be Shvar on somebody. Because both my Yomarim here hold Chashin L'Pirayin. So first the Gemara says Epoch. Switch it around. Say Nafali, Ali Adain Lo Yetzi Yolam Is Divir Abiyah, Yisrach HaMayim HaRibi Ches Kasa. That doesn't help you. Yochi Kash D'Rabbanan Ad'Rabbanan. It's still Shvar. Because whoever you say holds like Chashin L'Pirayin, by Ksuba, everybody held Chashin L'Pirayin. So the Gemara says, in Achinami, the Gemara says, Shtar Ksuba Kula Rabbi Yaisi. Make that Braisa all Rabbi Yaisi. Mechser Mechsev Al-Chiktani. Ein Abba Maidi Eliyaza Leilazev Leilazev. But Maidivar Mamurim, Nisar Mala Ein Nisgarasha. Aval Oida Tachas Ba'am. She's still married, Yazalisha, She Rabbi Yaisi Aymer. Oida Tachas Ba'am, Yazalisha, Nisar Mechsev Al-Chiktani, Leilazev Leilazev. So that's the Gemara's first teretz. So the first teretz is Epoch, and it's a machlokes of Chashin L'Pirayin or not, Sai by Ksuva and Sai by Shtar Chayv. Second teretz, or Papa Amaloy Lomloit Epoch. Rabbi Yaisi L'Divar Abdur Rabbanu Kamalo. He says the following, Lidi D'Yafil Nisam Niskar Shinami Loi Chashin L'Pirayin. I hold Loi Chashin. Lidit Chu, Aydu Limiyas, Baidu Tachas Baila, Diaz Li'isha, Delabas Pirayin. At least be made to me by Oida Tachas Baila, where it's not normal for a man to pay a ksuva. Be made to me. Amrulei Rabbanan, no. Eim Etzrari Atfasa. One of my chayshish, really I hold that Chacham hold without the Epoch. Which means that Chachamim Achayish Lepirayin. When a woman tells she's Tachas Baila with Nachayish Lepirayin, you're right. She's Tachas Baila with Nachayish Lepirayin. Chayshish for something else. Etzrari Atfasa. That he gave her metalfalim, something that she'll be able to manai with, she'll be able to collect with. Third teretz, Ravina amaloi lamepach, kamaisa. Go back to the change, v'tamad rabbanan hacha, v'chum shishreshin l'shtek subis, and here, v'chayshish v'shtek subis, v'rabi yaisi l'shtek subis l'chayish, period. So these are the three terutzim, Ravina, Rapapa, the first teretz I think was Stama in the Gemara, that on the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yaisi and the Chacham. A Tosfos bizman shehabal moida. Tosfos says bizman shehabal moida yasal leish. What's the case? A woman ksuba is found. The husband's moida. He didn't pay the ksuba. You give it to the woman. Easy. So Tosfos lachashin leknunya. It's funny. Tosfos doesn't say why. Tosfos lachashin leknunya. We're not chayshish for knunya. What's knunya? What's knunya? What?
She's going to try to
collect again.
He's not
going to
have money. She's
going to
take
it. That really, he paid the ksuba. And he and her are now in a conspiracy to get a field back that he had sold. He had sold a field. He regrets it. So he'd like to get that field back. The man doesn't want to sell it back. So he figures, I have a way to get it back. I'll pretend I didn't pay the ksuba. And I'll be maida. And then the wife will be able to manai in the field. And we'll get the field back. I'll have to pay him, but at least we'll get the field back. And then I'll settle with my wife and we'll work it out. But that's called kenunya. And normally in Shas, we are chayshish l'kenunya. Normally, we're chayshish for kenunya. We're chayshish that two people are conspiring to cheat l'kuchas. That was normally tanina l'kuchas. Normally for l'kuchas, we taina whatever the man could have taina. Here, like hashina l'knunya, so it seems that by eksuba, it's more loy shchiach that a person would pay toich zmanoi than by a chayv. By a chayv, sometimes a person has the money, he pays toich zmanoi. But by a ksuba, it seems to be less shchiach, and therefore, even though by a chayv, u'chayshish l'knunya, but by a ksuba, we're not chayshish for knunya. Okay. V'leka l'meichish shem akasa b'nissim v'lo yinasan ar tishrei. Aye, we should be chayshish, he wrote the ksuba in nissin, and he didn't marry her until tishrei. So that we're not worried. The man of Messiah mishtab, you mean a eris not b'lo yksuba. The eris in kol lo yisluhu. Alright, so he married her with eris in nissin, gave her a ksuba. The ksuba was in tishrei. Now, we paskin that you don't have to give a ksuba till nisuin. Ksuba is when she moves into the husband's house, nisuin. However, if you do write a ksuba from erisin, it's mishubit, it's chal. So therefore, Zav Tosfos, what are you worried? That he wrote the ksuba by erisin, and he didn't marry her till nisin, till tishrei. And now he's going to manai lakuchis from this into Tishrei. He's like, Tosfos, no problem. If you write a ksuba voluntarily from Erisin, it's chal. I may be before. L'kaidim Erisin l'kalameichish. The cost of law, we're not worried. Kaidim, why not? Why kaidim Erisin l'kalameichish the cost of law? Maybe he wrote it before Erisin. So we had last year a Rav Moshe Shita on Ksuba. We had it somewhere in second paragraph in Gittin. We had a raya there to Rav Moshe had a Shita regarding a Ksuba. And I take a look in the Dibris Moshe and the Horus here, he brings a raya from here, this Tosis as well. Rav Moshe Shita is that it's not possible to be Mechayiv yourself in a Ksuba before Erisin. A single person who says, I'm a Kabbalah myself, a Kenyan, I'm a Kabbal Kenyan, I'm a Chayiv myself in a Ksuba from now. So it's nothing. Ksuba, by definition, is a marriage contract. It's a contract which says that if I divorce or die, then you get a certain amount of money. Ramesha holds that by Metzias, there's no such thing as Kaidim Erisin, even if a person writes a Kaidim Erisin, it will be nothing. And that there's no Kayach HaKsuva before Erisin. It's a very big nafkamina. Why? Different than Tanoim. Tanoim, you can make Tanoim. Tanoim, Achal right now. A couple gets engaged. If they write Shtar Tanoim, what are they writing? They're making an agreement that they will do so and so. They'll get married, they'll give gifts, whatever it is. So that's like any business deal. Tanoim is a business Shtar. The ksuba is a wedding shtar. It's not a business shtar. It's a takana d'rabbanan for a wedding. you go, a lot of Misadri Kedushin in the Shtar Tenoim, they put last names. In Ksubas, very few have a meaning to put the last name. In Tenoim, people put last names because there are many who hold. And Orbelsky puts a last name in the Shtar Tenoim. He says, it's a business contract. Business contract, you put a last name. Ksuba, right? Like we always wrote Ksubas, like without a last name. But a Tenoim is something else. Now, Ramesh's Shita is a nafkamina gedayla void. When you go to a wedding in the summer months and the shkia is close to the time of the wedding and they're writing the ksuba at the chasentish when it's still day, but the couple will not be married till after shkia, till it's night. So what do? How do you date the ksuba? You're sitting there. Let's say it's whatever the day is. It's Vav Sivan. It can't be Vav Sivan. Let's say it's Chav Vav Sivan. And Chav Sivan is Shavuos. It's Chav Vav Sivan, and they're by day. They're in the Shtar. They're going to be married Chav Zayin Sivan. So what do you do now? You're being a Kabbal Kenyan to write a ksuba. And they them are going to sign the ksuba. So what do you do? Do you write the night, you write Chav Zayin, that's a Shtar Mocher. A Shtar Mocher is kosher, but it's not Lechet Chila. You don't write on one day a Shtar with the next day's man. Do you write that day's man, it's a Shtar Mugdam. It's an early Shtar, Shtar Mugdam is even possible. So the minig of many Misadri Kedushin is they do a Kabbalah's Kenyan. The Chassan is Mechayiv himself at the Chassan Tish. He says the chischayva starts right now. And since kol tanaisha b'mamon kayin, they hold that a person could be mechayiv himself right now. So he's mechayiv himself. And then they sign a ksuba dated from that day. Rav Moshe holds that that's not an eitzah. So Rav Moshe holds a ksuba is a shtar that can't be predated. It can't exist. The chischayvas can't possibly exist earlier. And therefore, since it can't exist earlier, there's no, it's not an Eitzah. And Rav Moshe would hold that you have to, either you write a Shtar Mocher, which is kosher, or you Mekabel Kinyan, you have to Shkia. And it's Yisrael, the Taka Noyig, that they don't do the Ksuva until they're under the Chuppah. If he puts on the ring, then they do the Ksuva, so they don't have a problem with this man. Shtar Mugdim is
possible.
If you're being Isaac
in the Shtar, if you actually use it, isn't it kosher?
No. If you're doing a business deal that starts by day and ends at night, yes. But not if you sign a Shtar and then you go to get married. I don't think that's considered a Hemshach. I don't think so. So this is Ramesh Shita that...
Can't say
Asukim
by Se'inyan?
Shtar, what?
Can't say
Asukim by Se'inyan. Asukim by Se'inyan helps to show what your das is. It doesn't help to create a Shaibis for Shibadim.
When you can't do everything at once, then you can stop.
No, so you could do it earlier and get married later. In the winter, it's not a problem, even though you're doing the Kinyan earlier. So it's fine. It's going to be Chal at the time of the Shaibis is going to be Chal at the time of the wedding. There's no problem with the Kenyan. The problem is with the Zman and the Shtar. The Kenyan is fine, even though it's early, like you said. But the Zman and the Shtar is too early. That's a problem. And he learns, the Ramosha learns this in Tosfos. When Tosfos says that the Kaidim Eris and Lekal Amechish, the Kosav law, he learns that the Pshat is because it doesn't make sense. Ramosha Tain is that if you hold that you could do it earlier, and you know, you save time, you do it earlier. So why do you mean Lekal Amechish, the Kosav law, if it's possible to do it earlier?
Or he did this with intent. What do you mean? When he went and did it earlier, right? We said originally, he said maybe he wanted to give it to him, give it to Benisa, and Tishrei. Was that with intent? He made it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing it that way.
So why didn't he do it? And it was wrong. Meaning,
what's wrong?
He might have wrote it for Ksuba. and he wrote it before he was married with the intent of it being mokum. And now he wasn't married, he was worthless. He got married.
So we're not being chayshish for a deliberate misleading. For whatever reason, we're not, we appear not to be chayshish for a
commandment. What was the chayshish's first time? Of the Lakasim Mishni, someone else had Tishrei.
Tosis in the Kasha is that maybe he wrote the Ksuba in Nisan and he went down in Tishrei and now you're going to take Lekucha Shaloika Din because Nisan and Tishrei, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it Lechatchila. But you're going to end up taking money because he wrote a Ksuba.
But in the Halmi of Tosis, it was a full Ksuba.
No, you're allowed to write a Ksuba after Nisan. It's just the question is, when does Shibudim begin? So Tosis says that if the Shibudim begins, so we're not worried. We're talking here about honest people getting married normally. What was normal in that time? Erisin was separate from the Suin. So Tosis said maybe he wrote it from Erisin, not from the Suin. Tosis says it's not a problem. The Shibud is Takachal. Takach is Chal Shibud. Not in Tosis Ksuba, but in the Iker Ksuba. That's what Tosis says. Iker Ksuba is Chamashas Erisin. But Kaidim Erisin, why should I assume that it was written?
So. Tosis said a one up. He says Erisim called Esul. There's a call when there was
Erisim. Therefore,
now if the Shtar was written Mukdam before the Erisim, I would know it's before. Because it's a call when there was
Erisim. No, Tosis says Erisim called Islahu to explain why it's Meshubit. Tosis says Meshtabdi min Erisim called Esul. The Erisim called Islahu. That's why the Shibud begins there. So now, Frank Tosis Kaidem Erisim. If you hold that, you can mechayev yourself in Esul before Erisim, but there's no call. So there's no shibud. So now the ksuva is going to manai from the kulcha shalaykedim. So Tosis says we're not afraid such a thing happened. Why are we not afraid? For this reason. There's Navni Meluim that learns Tosvis at least the same as Rav Moshe. There's Navni Meluim who brings a ritva. Navni Meluim is the simim mem hei sevkat yud beis. That brings a ritva. The ritva says. If you have a situation where a woman says to a man, you married me. And he says, we never got married. We never got married. Prove it. So she's stuck, right? She wants whatever she wants, mezainis or a get. She says, you married me. And he says, I never married you. And she pulls out a ksuba. So the ritva says, the ksuba is no raya that they were married. As I state in the ritva. Fact that he has a ksuba and he gave it to her, it's no proof they were married. So the Ravni Meluim says that from this Tosfos, it's mashma that a ksuba is a raya, that there was at least an erisin, that there was a marriage. Because Tosfos here says that when a chayshish a ksuba was written before erisin. We don't say that a ksuba was written before erisin. So we say that we assume it's not written before erisin. It sounds like Tosis is saying that it's not a normal thing to write a ksuva before Erisin. Could be a raya. You're not chayshish for that moment, but the
ma'aseh
could happen. You're
saying
that it could be, you're saying something else. You're saying that maybe Tosis is saying that for a moment it's not chayshish. Not chayshish that they're going to take from Lekuchis that they wrote it that way. So that's right. Maybe they would write it before marriage. So that's why I understand that what the Avni Meluim means, Tosis is saying that it doesn't make sense a ksuva before Erisin. There's no way it would be done earlier. Because what is a ksuva before Erisin? She's saying we got married. Why, if at a certain period of time they were planning to get married, why would the ksuva be written before Erisin? If she has a ksuva, it's a raya, there was an Erisin. I think that's what I understand. He's saying it's a normal thing.
No, but why does it have to go for a Moshe? Tosis is saying, we're not nervous that someone write before. So without the whole Cheshbon of Moshe,
you say maybe it is chal, but people don't do it.
People don't do it. So now when she brings it in, it's a raya, there was an Erisin. Because we don't assume it's not before. Why would it be without a Moshe?
Maybe it is chal before, and it's just not normal to do it before. It is the chalosis chayvus. Right? We would have. I think the reason it's not it's a raya is because the ritva's lashon is that she doesn't get the ksuba either. She doesn't get anything. according to the way you're learning, she should at least get the ksuba. She should at least give you tevet ksuba. I think that's the right. You can take a look. That I think that's the lashon there. She doesn't get the ksuba either. That's what Ritva holds. Why shouldn't she get a ksuba? Okay. At any rate, this is Rav Moshe Shita. It's a shita which there are a lot of chalukei deis about. Not everyone agrees with this. I know I was at a chasana for one of my mispalim. I was son of one of my mispalim, and his reshiva was there. And I asked him, why doesn't he have his reshiva be misad the kedushin? And he seemed confused why he didn't want to be. So I asked this reshiva, a young man, but I asked him personally. He said he's a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman wouldn't do any ksuba unless it was after Rabbi Natan's man also. And since the chasna came out, it was after Shkia, but it wasn't, he wouldn't do any chasna unless everything was after Shkia, after Tzeis, Rabbi Natan's man, and the shtar was dated, and the kinyan, everything was after Rabbi Natan's man. That's what he said. He seemed to be saying to me that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I mentioned him, Rabbi Moshe Shita, and he told me, yeah, the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held the same way, that there's no eschaivis haksuva earlier, and since there's no eschaivis haksuva earlier, that so that's why he wouldn't do it. So I don't know any written source for it, but I, at least Mepi Ashmur, from one of his Talmidim, I heard that Rav Shlomo Zalman held the same Shita. What I do is what my Rebbe did, is we're Mekabel Kinyan after Shkia, and we write the night's date, the date of the night. So Mamon HaShach, according to the Gra, it was Laila, as Lachatchila Dikashtar, even like Ravasha, because I'm writing the night's man. If you're going to worry about Rabbeinu Tam, so even like Rabbeinu Tam, it's kosher b'di'evet, because the shtar mocher is kosher. So that was Rav Palm's cheshbon. He said, look, shtar mocher is kosher. Everyone agrees it's kosher. Chachilu, we don't write a shtar mocher. So if you have a shtar, which according to the Gra, the Zman is correct, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a shtar mocher. So on such a shtar, you could rely. So that's what I did. I was by a chasna of one of the fellows in the kail here. And I did it. I waited for Shkia by the Chasen Tish, and we have a Kabbal Kinyan. And there was an older Hasidic Rav there who didn't like it, you know, Shkia or Ben Otam. So he made a comment to me. He made a comment to the father of the Chasen. So the father of the Chasen came over to me. I told him Rav Palm used to do it that way. So that was already, that was a good teretz. He was Makabalar. Rav Palm did it that way. But that was his minig. But there are many Masadri Kedushin who write the earlier date, the Makabal Kenyan. They don't hold like this. They don't hold like Rav Moshe. Right? Ritva seems to hold that it's kosher, even if it's mukta. Okay. That's this tais. There's one more kasha on this sugya. The Maram Shif has a very stark kasha on the whole sugya. Maram Shif asks, you found a star in the street. Why are we saying we have here a machlokes what the din would be if hashinu lepirayin alei hashinu lepirayin? Frektim Ram Shif, 1 minute. On Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Tosis told us rules for something that's in the street, and one person says I lost it. And one person says, I lost it. The husband, or the malva says, I lost it. The lady says, I lost it. What's the rule? So we had already a rule. If there's a boat, right, there's a boat which is out in the port. No one's a muzik. And one person says, Shalihu. One person says, Shalihu. The din is called Olam Gavar. Called Olam Gavar. That's the din. If no one's a muzik, you say, called Olam Gavar. So Frektim Ram Shif, if there's a shtar was lost, it's found in the street. So let's do the same thing. A shtar is in the street. He says, I lost it. He says, I lost it. So we should do the same thing. We should do Kol Dolam Gavar and let them fight it out. And whoever gets the shtar, gets the shtar. This is the Maram Shif's cash. Anybody have a teretz? Who's holding it?
The finder.
So Rav Shif answers that since the finder is holding it, so we don't take away from the finder in order to do Kol Dolam Gavar. That's the Maram Shif's teretz. We could be matim the Maram Shif much more geshmak. Because the way the Maram Shif says it, okay, maybe you do take away to do, maybe you don't take away. It's much more geshmak if we remember Rabbi Kiva Eger that we learned on Daf Beis. Kiva Eger on Daf Beis, I asked the kasha. I mean, we learned. We learned it on Daf Beis, but the Kiva Eger himself was a Daf Chof Beis or so. Kiva Eger said, "Simanim v'simanim." Yehimunach. Gemara there says that if somebody finds something, and one person gives a simon, he says it's mine, and another person gives the correct simon, he says it's his. So if you find something and two people give a simon, each one says it's his. Yehimunach. So the Kiva Eger is the kasha that it's leka vaday ramai. We don't know for sure that anybody's lying. If you found something in the street and two people give a simon, it could be each one lost something like this with a simon. So why is the din? Yehimunach, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, you should say achloiku. The din should be achloiku. And I think Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, even if you say it's totally in chaluku yechayli yasemes, even if you say it's totally in chaluku yechayli yasemes, it's also possible that chaluku could be it's half his, half his. Even though normally, why would I say it's half his and half his? But certainly if two people give a simon on it, so it's very possible that they both owned it. And one shutif saw his friend was claiming kula shali. So he quickly went and gave a simon. He said kula shali. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the kasha that by simanim v'simanim, why is the din yehi munachat shiyav Eliyahu? The din should be yachlaiku. So we spoke out Reb Chaim's teretz. Reb Chaim said that by Hashavas Aveda is different. If somebody finds an Aveda, he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to do a Hashava. He has a chiyuv d'oraisa to return it properly. And he can't give it to a yachlaiku. He can't give it to a situation of yachlaiku. He has to give it to the correct owner. So Reb Chaim said, by Hashavas Aveda, it's not shayach, the whole cheshbin of Yachlaiku, that's why it's Yehimunach. With that Reb Chaim, of course, here it's the same exact, it'll answer here exactly the same way. Reb Shmuel says this in the Shiur of Shmuel. Now with that Reb Chaim, it'll answer the Maram Shif's Kasha much more geshmak. It's come out the same teretz, but it's a more geshmak teretz, because here, it's not just that someone's holding it. It's that a Maitzi Aveda is holding it. Someone who found an Aveda is holding it. Someone who found an Aveda is holding it. He found the shtar. He has an achrayus of Hashavas Aveda. He's not allowed to give it to a din of Kaldol Gavar. He has to hold on to it till he can establish the owner and turn it to the owner. And therefore, the Maram Shif's Kash has answered that he can't say Kaldol Gavar because it's an Aveda. Okay, so this is the Reb Shmuel's teretz. Just when I saw the kasha, something bothered me about the kasha. Teretz a good teretz. I'm not starting up. Just they're fighting here over a shtar, right? As we know, they're not fighting over the piece of paper. It's not that he wants the piece of paper and he wants the piece of paper. They're fighting over what? Over the money that's represented by the shtar. If I have a shtar that says you borrowed money from me, why do I win? You say you paid. Why do I win? Why do I win? Not a trick question. I have a shtar. Why do I win if I say I have a shtar? You say you paid. I say, here's a shtar, you owe me money. You say you paid. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Right? The only value of a shtar, the paper itself is meaningless unless it comes along with shtar chabiyadi my boy, right? I could tell you shtar chabiyadi my boy. Now, if a shtar was found, in the street, and he comes to Bezin, let's say Bezin will tell him, kol dolam gavar. So say, fine, we'll put the shtar down, I don't know where he's going to put it somewhere, and the two of us have to have a race who gets it first, and we have to fight it out. Kol dolam gavar. And then, let's say the malva is faster and stronger, and he ends up with the shtar. So I'm a little confused here, what would happen in Beis Din. Let's say the din would be called Olam Gavar. He comes into Beis Din, he says, here's a shtar, you owe me money. The other person says, I paid you. He says, but I have a shtar. So what if you have a shtar? You can only have a shtar if you taina shtarcha biyadi my boy. If you have a taina, the fact that I have a shtar is a raya, you didn't pay me. But if we all know that the only reason you have a shtar is because you had a tug of war on the shtar and called Olam Gavar and you had a race and you're faster than him, so the shtar becomes meaningless. Isn't such a shtar like a shtus? It's an Irish kite. The whole Ram Shif's kasha that by a shtar we should say called Olam Gavar, in the case of a shtar, it seems to be meaningless. Because called Olam Gavar, you can't tell me shtar biyadi my boy, I can answer you. Now, Bishlama, if you learn like the Rosh, they're called Olam Gavar, the Rosh held called Olam Gavar is a psak. That whoever is right is going to run faster and try harder. At the Rosh, I could hear the kash, Rav Shiv's kash. Rav Shiv's kash says, okay, I have the shtar. Shtarcha biyadi, my boy. It's called Olam Gavar. Yeah, but that's a raya that I'm right because I ran faster and I won. But if you learn like the Rashbam, that called Olam Gavar is just a siluk, bezim to salik themselves. And people just fight it out, and whoever gets it, gets it. It would seem, at least like these Rishayim, that the Maram Shif's kasha would be answered. Because to say Kol Dolom Gavar and a shtar, well, they're not fighting over the paper. The shtar is only worth something with Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. It would seem that in such a case, Kol Dolom Gavar is not an option. Because Kol Dolom Gavar, big deal, you're going to get the shtar with Kol Dolom Gavar, it's not going to do anything for you. Doesn't prove that I owe you money because you are a faster runner or a stronger puller. So it would seem that this would be a way, Rav Shmuel mentions this Tech Devarav, that this would be another way of understanding that by shtaris you can't say Kol Dolom Gavar. If we'll ever have a case by a shtar of Kol Dolom, we'll have this cash, it'll come back. But I doubt we'll have such a case. Okay. Just on that. Okay. What? No one's holding it. Where is it? It's in the street. It's out in the street. All right. It's not going to happen. We're not going to have such a case. Okay. Fine. Okay. Adkan Loshtaris. Rabbi Eliezer now comes. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to come back to Loshtaris at the end of the parak. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Machloikis v'shushneim adukim b'taifis v'shneim b'tairif. Okay. New thing. We're going now back on Shneim Adukim Mishtar. Now, you all know a shtar has two parts to it. A shtar has one part which we call the taifes, and one part which we call the tairif. One part is the form, the shtar form, and one part is the part which has all the details that are relevant to the particular case, which is the taifes and which is the tairif, you remember? Huh? Which is the form? The form is the... Come on, you remember, I gave you a simon last year. See, the one who makes up the simon remembers. Remember the simon? Yeah.
So this is the plus. Sounds like the plus.
Good. You know Hebrew a little better than everybody else. So. I tell you a simon, typeface sounds like the word defus. Defus is a form. Right? So the form of the shtar is the typeface. That's not the true type. It's just a way to remember it. The typeface is the form of the shtar that's always the same all the time. And tairef is the particulars that are there. So one is holding the typhus and one is holding the tairef. So the Gemara now gets into a discussion. I don't know if you've made a laning on the Gemara yet. When one person is holding the typhus and one person is holding the tairef, whether we give more to the person that's holding the better half, which is the better, which part of shtar is the additional better part? Why the tairif? What? No. The aid, let me tell you how shtar looks. You have the tairif, the particulars, then the taifes, and then the edim. It's a queerest quirk that the only part of a shtar that's not in the tarif, which has all the particulars, is the signature of the edim. The signature of the edim is actually with the taifes. It's on the bottom of the shtar. So you have the tarif on top, the taifes with the signatures on bottom. So what is the best part of the shtar to be holding? The most important part, you would say, is the the witnesses. Okay, what we're going to say in the Gemara is that the one holding the Zman is the one that's better off. But it's okay, because Rashi and Tosis are going to ask that the witnesses are the best part. The bottom Rashi, all the way in the bottom of the page, the last four lines, Rashi asks that Chesiva Sa'edim is more important. And Rashi says one Teretz, and Tosis doesn't like the Teretz. So we're going to learn the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis tomorrow. But that you have to know before we go into the sugya, that the Eidim are together with the Taifis. What?
That's the whole Gemara last time. Shtar boys, Eidim without the
Zman. Eidim without the Zman.
Shtar
Eidim without Zman. So you came on from Mishupadim, but you come on out. Yeah. If you have Zman without Eidim, you're in trouble. Right? Okay. So we'll have to see the Machlaikas Rashi and Taifis. Now, to be Magdim to this Machlaikas, since we're going to go into it tomorrow, I want to be magdim to you, Claire, in the Paiskim, in the Shach, which at first glance has nothing to do with Rashi and Taisvis, but Lamaisa, the Shach says it is totally in Rashi and Taisvis. So today we'll do the Shach's Claire, and tomorrow we'll come back and see how it's tied into Rashi and Taisvis. The Shach is Simen Kuvav Sivav. And the Shach is really Shayach to Zayin Amin Aleph. He's going on the din of Moide B'Shtar Shekosvai, we passed the Tzarech L'Kaimai. Moide B'Shtar Shekosvai Tzarech L'Kaimai means, if you and I have a din Torah, and you bring a shtar against me, if I say Mizuyif, you definitely have to be Mekayim the shtar. If I say Perua, if I say I paid, and you're tiny shtarcha biyadi my boy. I say I paid. So we paskin that I'm believed peru amiga de mizuyif, unless you're mekayim de shtar. That's what we have in the Avod Aleph, and this is the way we paskin. Shaila. If you bring a shtar to best, and I'm moida I borrowed, and I'm moida that I didn't pay, and I'm moida I have to pay, so I'm saying the shtar is a good shtar. In that case, do you have to be mekayim it? Huh? Do you have to be mekayim the shtar? I might I borrowed, I might I didn't pay. So it does but think of Adam Dami, right? And there's no reason for you to be mekayim the shtar. However, what happens if after Amoida I tell you I don't have any money, go take from Lakuchas. I might I borrowed, I might I didn't pay. Go, take, I have a field, which I sold, I have a house, which I sold, and go to Pliny and get it. It's Meshubit to my Shtar. The question is, in such a case, is it necessary to be Mekayim the Shtar? Or do we say, no, he was Baldin, he was Maida that it's a Shtar, that it's a good Shtar. So in Achayish, that is Mezayif. That's the question. So what this question is tolling in is the following. The shaila is, when a loiva is maida, the shtar is good, is that a kiyum in itself? Or no, legabe mi, I come on I. Does it have the kayach of a kiyum or not? Because you have to remember, min ha-Torah there's a kayach ha-shtar. Min ha-Torah shtar is assumed to be good. And since the shtar is assumed to be good, so Rabbanan said, if I tie the mezuyah, if I'm believed. And if I tie the peru amiga, the mezuyah, I'm also believed. But if I don't tie to anything, does a blib shtar makoyim or a blib not a shtar makoyim? So the shach brings from a tshuvas ha-mabit that the mabit said that it's a shtar makoyim. If the borrowers and the lender both made this a good shtar, You don't have to go get Eidim. You have to be kind of the signature of the Eidim. And it's a shtar kosher. And you could go banai for mishubad. That's the sheet of the Mabit. The Shach himself disagrees. The Shach is chaylik. The Shach says, taninon lelakuchis. Lakuchis don't know the emes. Taninon lelakuchis. That we taina for lakuchis. And we are mechayiv tzarech lakaymoi. We're mechayiv akim even in such a case. Lo yoid. What?
Didn't know what Eidim find in the first place that when it's a shtar you don't have to go look for them to get the key?
You mean a hempik?
You find a hempik. Even without the hempik, is that why they sign that they have a shtar? Eidim wants
to know. Yeah, it's true. But the reason Eidim sign is if there's a tainus mezuyif, it's easier to be mekayim signatures than to go dig up the Eidim. If you have to find the Eidim, it could be they died, could be they moved. But if they have the signatures, it's easier to be mekayim. But you need a key. Not only that, the Shach brings an interesting rivash. He says, b'shem the rivash, that even if it's a shtar mekoyim, let's say you and I, I'm a malva, you're a loiva, and I come with a shtar, and you're mighty, you borrowed, you're mighty, you didn't pay. I go to Lakuchis, and Lakuchis say mezuyif, and I show them, it's mekoyim, there's a hempik from Bezdin. The rivash had a case with a Lakuch, with Bezdin tainid for the Lakuchis, that the hempik is mezuyif, that the kiyum is mezuyif. And they were mechayiv, a kiyum of the kiyum. They were mechayiv, that you have to be mechayim, now, the kiyum of the bezdin. That, which of course, it's still a milah to have a kiyum of a bezdin. Easy to be mechayim, a bezdin signature, much easier, right? You need the signatures that are bedatz, it's no problem. You just go on the street in Yerushalayim, you take one of the placards, and you have the signatures, real or forged, I don't know, but it's easy to make kind of signatures. So it's easy to do, but Lamaisa, the Shach Tain is that Taninan le Lakuchis, just like Taninan le Yasmi, Taninan Lakuchis, even this time. So here we have a Machlaikis, the Shach and the Mabit. If Moida Bishtar Shekosvai, we pass in Tzorach Lakaimai, we pass in Maida Bishtash Kasi Tzarech Lakaimai if he tainis Perua. What happens if he's Maida? Do you still say Tzarech Lakaimai? So the Mabit says it's Ain Tzarech Lakaimai. The Shach says Tzarech Lakaimai. And Yitzhak Shem tomorrow will get to that this appears to be totally in the Machlekes here between Rashi.